Goodness, Kieran Dass, we'll be talking about 2020. We are talking about 2020.
Morena, Catherine.
Morena. Ghost Wall is by Sarah Moss. Your book for us, please.
It is, and at 149 pages, this is a slim novel and a swift read, but boy, does it pack a hefty one-inch punch. It's a sort of coming-of-age novel, a family drama, and it's about an isolated family in disarray. We have Sylvie, who's a 17-year-old girl, and she and her mother are coerced by her domineering father to participate in an encampment run by an archaeology professor. And it's at the height of a blisteringly hot summer in rural Northumberland. And that's an area known for its dark history of ritual sacrifice. So in this excursion, Sylvie and her family join a group of other students to live on an archaeological replica, a reconstruction of an Iron Age settlement. And the goal's to live like ancient Britons did, for a flavour of Iron Age life. So over a week, the young people set out and forage for their existence. The girls forage and cook, and the men hunt and kill. So basically it's an exercise in endurance and punishment. And the point of the reenactment is that they themselves become the ghosts of the land, learning to walk that land as those who did 2,000 years before. Now, Sylvie's father, he's a bus driver and an amateur historian, and he's obsessed with British history. And it's not long before we realise that his obsession is, what comes with it is an unhinged dark nationalism. So he's controlling in quite a perverse way, and he hates any form of modernity. He hates anything that is not British. He's severely racist, and he radiates rage, disgust and intolerance. And when the girls forage with wild garlic, he won't touch it because it's too exotic a flavour. And he won't allow them to wear hiking boots, and he forces them to wear the traditional but impractical soft moccasins, because how else, you know, are you expected to learn the landscape with your feet? So I think the subtext of this novel is social commentary about the dangers of Brexit, abuse, family violence, ritual, sacrifice, and the natural world. It's really atmospheric and such an elemental novel where the natural world is so vividly evoked. It's kind of arcane and pastoral as a setting. You know, the fields and the streams and the smell of the earth and the green wood. Sylvie explains that her father called her Sylvie because he wanted her to have a proper British name. And one of the other kids points out that, in fact, ironically, the origins of her name, which means of the woods, is actually Latin. So it kind of brings all these questions in as to what is British. So it explores gender roles and feminism, and there's another character called Molly, and she's one of the other participants in this excursion. And in contrast to Sylvie, Molly is bold and empowered and questioning. And she questions the patriarchy, and she observes Sylvie's father to be what she calls a right chauvinist pig. And she points out how interesting it is that the men aren't interested in foraging and cooking. They just want to kill things and talk about fighting. So all of this accelerates to a very tense and terrifying climax. And it's so mesmerising along the way. It's unputdownable, really. It's exquisite.
It's quite remarkable that she can tell that complex and layered a tale in, 149 pages?
Yeah, the writing is so economical, and she is very, very clever at evoking a mood and kind of packing in all that subtext into such a short novel. It's a tremendous mood piece.
Not a polemic, a mood piece in the sense that the language evokes, like you physically feel like you're in the environment.
Yeah, I mean, you can sort of smell the earth and the damp and the green wood, very kind of atmospheric. And, you know, it's quite idyllic, them foraging, you know, picking mussels off the rocks and things like that, and kind of walking out to the beach, and you can feel the sunburn as they talk about it. It's blazingly hot.
However, there is a almost an ominous subtext.
A very ominous subtext, which you kind of click to pretty quickly with this horrible father.
Sounds like you are highly recommending.
I loved it. It's got a heck of an impact. It's a tremendous book, and really keen to read her backlist now.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kieran Dass of Time Out Bookstore. The book is Ghost Wall. It's by Sarah Moss. Published by Granta. $23 the price.